presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
Washington Post World.
April 3, 5:01 America, New York. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan skirts opposition effort to oust him, calls for elections. Khan blamed efforts to oust him on a foreign conspiracy that he claimed was backed by the United States.
New York Times World News.
April 3, 5:00 America, New York. In the ocean, it's snowing microplastics. Tiny bits of plastic have infiltrated the deep sea's main food source and could alter the ocean's role in one of Earth's ancient cooling processes, scientists say.
Mirror World News.
April 3, 4:58 America, New York. Ukraine civilians injured 28 Russian soldiers with poisoned cake and spiked alcohol. Ukrainian civilians have been baking poisoned cake and offering it to Russian soldiers, the country's intelligence service has claimed, as the Russian invasion enters its fifth week.
BBC News World.
April 3, 4:31 America, New York. Ukraine war. Polish doctor saves family site after bombing. The mother of 5-year-old twin boys describes how she tried to protect as their house was bombed. RT World News.
April 3, 4:29 America, New York. Pakistani PM calls early election. The people should decide the future of their country, not the corrupt or the foreigners, Imran Khan has said. Fox World News.
April 3, 4:19 America, New York. Ukraine-Russia war outcome could be determined in next week or two, Ukrainian official. An advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said during a briefing on Sunday that the next week or two could determine the outcome of the Russia-Ukraine war.
RT World News.
April 3, 4:09 America, New York. China mocks America's call to take sides in Ukrainian conflict. A spokesman for China's foreign ministry posted a cartoon suggesting Washington wants to bulldoze Beijing into taking its side.
BBC News World.
April 3, 4:07 America, New York. Pakistan PM Imran Khan seeks fresh poll amid move to remove him. Imran Khan urges the dissolution of parliament and fresh elections after opposition moves to remove him.
Washington Post World.
April 3, 4:00 America, New York. In Tbilisi, Georgia, even Russian activists get a less friendly welcome. The anti-Putin protesters face anger as well as support in a country with still raw memories of its own invasion.
Mirror World News.
April 3, 3:57 America, New York. Terrified tourists caught up in gunfight between armed police and hitmen. Sunbathing on Manzanillo Beach, Mexico, was interrupted by gunfire as scared tourists ran from the sea to find cover while brave police chased down suspects who it is claimed had just shot two people.
BBC News World.
April 3, 3:41 America, New York. Smoke rising in Ukrainian port city Odessa after strikes. Smoke a scene after explosions are heard in the strategic southern port city of Odessa on the Black Sea coast.
Mirror World News.
April 3, 3:31 America, New York. Vladimir Putin's ex-son-in-law is hiding my baby in Moscow, London socialite claims. Zana Volkova, a Russian celebrity who is now living in London, has claimed that Russian billionaire Kirill Shamilov, 40, is stopping her from seeing their child.
World News. Breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
April 3, 3:07 America, New York. Kim Jong-un's sister brands South Korean defense minister a scum-like guy. The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called the South Korean defense minister a scum-like guy and warned Seoul may face a serious threat for talking about preemptive strikes. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his sister Kim Yo-jong.
Washington Post World.
April 3, 2:43 America, New York. Witnesses: explosion in Afghan capital wounds at least 15. Witnesses say an explosion in the center of the Afghan capital of Kabul wounded at least 15 people.
World News. Breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
April 3, 2:24 America, New York. No confidence vote in Pakistan. PM Imran Khan blocked as he calls for elections. The Deputy Speaker of Pakistan's parliament has blocked a no-confidence vote in embattled Prime Minister Imran Khan, arguing it was against the constitution.
Fox World News.
April 3, 0:09 America, New York. North Korea threatens retaliation after preemptive strike, comment from South Korean official. North Korea is not pleased with a comment made by a senior South Korean official and has warned the country may face a serious threat, an official said.